Spanish musician and composer, Paco Peña is one of the world's greatest flamenco guitarists. He was born in the southern Spanish region of Andalusia, the birthplace of flamenco. In fact, he was only 6 years old when he picked up his first guitar. It's been his mission ever since to bring flamenco to global audiences. And he's succeeded, creating the world's first university course on flamenco guitar at the Conservatory of Music in Rotterdam. Paco Peña is back in Australia for a tour that will see him share the stage with some of Australia's best guitarists. I'm happy to say he joins me in the breakfast studio. Paco Peña, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And can I say firstly condolences to you for the attacks on your country last week. What are your reflections on what happened in Barcelona last week?
Oh, gosh, horrible. I mean, the thing is, Barcelona is such a beautiful place, so full of people in those ramblas, in those paseos, those walks. And also Spain is quite ecumenical in a way, a place that has accepted many immigrants. And in fact, it has a history of a lot of Arab centuries of Arabs living there. And it's a real tragedy. I think the world is getting so difficult and so unpredicted. And so I'm very, very sad for my country and for the whole world, because that's the way things are going.
That heritage that you speak of is very true for Andalusia, where you come from, where you still spend much of your time, a region ruled by the Moors, I think, until the 15th century, a region where Muslim, Jewish, Christians lived side by side for centuries, as you say. Do you think this is going to damage Spain's multicultural identity, or is that already happening? If you're living there, do you feel that?
I don't think it will affect it, and certainly Spain is open. It's not going to upset the citizens in that dramatic way, and the politics and the attitude of the country will remain what it is. But whether you like it or not, you're always more concerned about safety and about these horrible things that happen to people, even visitors, not only Spanish people. But it's just such a huge tragedy, and I hope people in power do the right thing and try to solve it in some way.
Paco, you've been playing flamenco guitar since you were six, or guitar since you were six. You've described flamenco as the music which tells the story of a people, the people of Andalusia. Andalusia, as we've just been talking about, is an area of mixed and rich heritage. How does that cultural background influence flamenco or create flamenco?
Well, very strongly indeed, because the music stems from the folklore of that land. You see, Spain is quite a varied country with many regions that have a particular folklore. But in Andalusia, it's very mixed because of all these different cultures that have lived there over centuries. And so it's really quite colourful. And that provides the basis for flamenco music, which is, if you like, it's a departure from the folklore to become an art form, which is very deep and very. That's why it tells the emotions and the feelings of the people from there and their history.
It's a music of passion, but you've extended, or as have others, flamenco to dance. Of course, you've yourself produced theatre performances that combine spoken word and dance and video. You've been you're on a mission. You've been on a mission to bring flamenco to the world, haven't you? You've performed in some of the great theatres, Carnegie Hall, the Royal Albert Hall. Now you've got this university course teaching flamenco. What do you want to do with flamenco?
Well, simply present it, really. There's no mission, really. It's just being proud of my heritage and my people and my music and the culture that comes from Andalusia. I think I am a vehicle by which a lot of people have the opportunity of experiencing true flamenco in the way that I feel it. And I'm proud of that, but it's not really a mission as such. You know, it's an accident of life. I mean, that's what I love doing.
What are you going to play for us this morning?
It's actually it's a combination of some songs of the poet Federico García Lorca, who also was a great composer.
Do I need to stamp my feet?
You can. Thank you.
Paco Peña, you're going to be taking to the guitar tour with some of our best guitarists, the Gregorian brothers, Slava and Leonard, and jazz guitarist Jim Pennell and chain guitarist Phil Manning. We're going to have dueling guitars on stage, are we?
Yeah, jamboree, yeah.
Paco Peña, thank you very much for joining us.
It's a great pleasure.
Paco Peña is, you can see this guitar, this tour. If you love guitars, you're going to love this. Live tomorrow in Canberra, and then it heads to Melbourne, Sydney, Perth and Adelaide.